So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara referring to the following halacha mentioned in the previous daf. Although we allow kol tzarkan, an area large enough for all their needs, however, they may not enclose an area that is a beis asayim larger than their needs. Amrav Gidl Amarav, Shloisha b'chamesh asurin, b'sheva mutarin. Rav Ashi explains this statement as follows. Three people surrounded an area of seven beisa. If their need was only five, the mechitzah are not valid at all, and they may not use even the five beisa. If their need was six, the mechitzahs are valid, since they do not exceed their needs by two beisa, and they may use the entire seven beisa. The Gemara continues. Itmar, shloisha umeis echad mehen, shnayim b'nites v'alein. If the number of people using the inferior mechitzahs changes on Shabbos, either because somebody died or somebody new arrived, there is a machlekes whether the validity of the walls change in the middle of Shabbos. Rav Huna says, Shabbos geremes. The halacha does not change in the middle of Shabbos. In the case of shloisha umeis, they may continue carrying in the enclosed area. In the case of shnayim b'nites v'alein, they may not carry, as before the increase. Similar to a case of two chatzeres that are joined in an Erev, based on a doorway between them, and the doorway gets closed on Shabbos, the Erev is still valid, and they can transfer to one another over the wall or through the holes in the wall. Rav Yitzchok says, Diurin Gurman, the halacha will change in the middle of Shabbos based on the number of people there. In the case of Shleishu Mes, they may no longer carry as before. In the case of Shnaimen Etes, Valen, they may now begin to carry. We have a machlekes in the Mishnah later in the Masechta. If the status of a chatur changes in the middle of Shabbos when its walls came down on Shabbos, or Mavi status changes when the Lechi or Kaira came down on Shabbos, Rabbi Huda holds, Mutaran Loise Shabbos. They may continue to carry their Shabbos. The halacha does not change in the middle of Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi holds, Asrun Loise Shabbos. They may not continue to carry their Shabbos. The halacha does change in the middle of Shabbos. However, this machlokes tanoim is only in the case where the mechitzas, the physical walls, and not the people change on Shabbos. And may not relate to our machlokes amayram with the diurin, the people, and not the walls change on Shabbos. Abar devarim, patra b'machna. The last mission in the parak lists four halachas in which we are lenient for traveling soldiers. Mevin eitzim mikol makom. They may bring wood from anywhere. The Gemara explains that even though Yeshua already made a takana that all people, not only soldiers, may take wood from other people's fields, this later takana for soldiers includes even wood more valuable than the wood from low bushes, even detached wood, and even dry wood. Ketur and mirchitz yadayim. They do not have to wash before eating. The Gemara qualifies that this exemption is only from washing before a meal, but mayim achrayinim chayivah. Even soldiers have to wash their hands after the meal due to the dangers of melech sedoim yesh shemesame senayim, salt of sedoim which can blind one's eyes. Umidmai. They don't have to take meiser from demai, produce gotten from an ama arts. This conforms with the opinion of Basil that mechil nesanim demai vesachsenoi demai. Both poor people and traveling soldiers are permitted to eat demai. Umila arv. They do not have to make an Erev, which the Gemara clarifies must be referring to a Riva Chatzeres, which is only Midrabanan, but even soldiers are obligated in the Riva Techumen since it is Dairaisa. The Gemara cites a Braisa which lists three halachas regarding soldiers. Mutarin begezel etzim. They may take wood as taught in the Mishnah. Avchainin bechol makim. They may camp anywhere, even on private property. Ubemakim shnei ragin sham nikvarim. A soldier is buried wherever his body is found. The Gemara points out that any mace mitzvah is koinim mekoimai, literally acquires his place, which means he's buried where his body is found. The unique din of a soldier is that even if he has relatives who will bury him, and is therefore not classified as a mace mitzvah, he is still buried on the spot that his body is found. The Gemara points out, although a mace mitzvah is generally buried where his body is found, in the case where a mace mitzvah was found on a public road and must be moved anyway so that the kahana will not become tamur in passing by, the Braisa teaches guidelines in that he may be moved to the less obstructive side of the road. Hanu lach mavoi, we have Baruch Hashem completed the first parak, mavoi of Masechtas Eivrin, and begin the second parak, oisin pasin be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, oisin pasin le'berois. Rashi explains, in order to enable people to draw water from a well, which is usually Rishus HaYochem Midaraisa, and give to their animals, which are standing around the well, often the Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, the Rabbanim permitted making a set of subpar mechitzes to transform the area into Rishus HaYochem. The Mishnah records three basic opinions. Rabbi Huda holds, Abba diyum din nirin kishmeina. We only need four L-shaped posts, which appear like eight posts, on each corner. Rameya holds, Shmeina nirin kishnei maser. an additional four straight posts are needed, one in the center of each side. Rashi cites the Gemara later in the Perek that these center posts are needed only where the opening between the corners are greater than the allowable width, which the Mishnah will now teach. Goyven asar tfachim, v'reichven shisha, v'avim kalshu. Each pole must be 10 tfachim high, 6 tfachim or 1 amma by 1 amma wide, and may be any thickness. Ubinehen, kimloy shteir vake shal sholish sholish bakar dibre meir. The space between the posts may be as wide as two teams of three oxen each, for one to enter while the other exits. The Gemara will explain that this is a maximum of 10 amas wide. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shel arba aba. Two teams of four oxen each, which the Gemara will explain is a maximum of 13 and a third amas wide. Keshurois v'loy mutaris. Achas nechneses v'achas yoytzes. We measure each team when tied together, which is tighter than when loose. We also measure the width of the two teams together a bit loosely, as when one enters while the other exits. The rest of the Mishnah will be explained with the Gemara later.